Mishnah number 63. So the third mistake, says the Chayvus HaLevavos, that a person who's been mefarnes acherim, if he's a fool, makes, v'atoyis ha-shlish is he, shu amna moitzel l'chol ha-mistayfim sviva isar panasa she'echaz lehem. Yes, he realizes that he's giving over to all those around him their parnasa, kifi ma she'abar hiksev lehem o'yadoy, avul humazker lehem esatayvish shu asal lehem bazeh. But the problem is, he thinks he's the one doing it. So therefore, he reminds them of the taiva that he does, that he's providing. As if he's the one who's actually providing for them. He's feeding them. He's doing a chesed for them. He wants that they should praise him. They should serve him because in payment for what he's given them. And he becomes haughty. First of all, he doesn't realize that he's only a shliach, and therefore he's demanding that they should say thank you. He reminds them what he's doing for them. He demands that they should repay him through work or some type of service. He lords over them, begaiva. And not only that, he doesn't thank Hashem that Hashem gave him the schus to be the shliach to help other people. And he thinks, if he wouldn't provide for them, the money would have remained by him. So he's doing them a favor, he's giving from his money. And if he didn't give them any money, they wouldn't live. They would have nothing to provide for them. This fool is the person who works, toils for nothing. Because first of all, he works hard and he ends up feeding others. And he doesn't even get schar for the feeding of others, because he doesn't recognize that he is just the conduit that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is providing. He thinks it's him. He's not getting the mitzvah. He thinks he's doing them the favor. So he's working hard, he's not even benefiting from it, because he's giving it away, and when he gives it away, he's losing his schar in Olam Haba. However, the Baal HaSeichel, he doesn't make these three mistakes. He's not the tippish. In all these three things, he goes in the proper way. He does the things that the Torah wants him to do. And through that, he gets Chaim Tovin Olam Hazeh. And the bitachin that he has, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could provide for him, the parnos and the rechush that Hashem has in his hands, is stronger than the bitachin that he has and what he's already earned. Why? What he's already earned, he doesn't know really which chelik does it belong to. Is it for his personal usage? Is it to be mar behain and someone else will end up benefiting from it down the line? He doesn't know what it is. He has it. He's not sure how to divide it up, which chelik it is. But the rechush that's biyad olikim, what he hasn't received yet, that he knows HaKadosh Baruch Hu could constantly give him. That he knows HaKadosh Baruch Hu still has the choice, so to speak, of deciding how much he's supposed to get and how much personally he's supposed to get. And if he acts and he views life properly, hu yagiel kavod b'olam hazeh, he'll receive covet in this world. So the Chayav HaSalvavos is telling us over here that a person has to realize that the Ribbono Shel'Olam provides. And all we are, as he said earlier, is an appointee. that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has decided to give out money to those who he has decided deserves it. You know, if you think about it, a pasha to mashal, someone sends someone a care package, and he finds someone to transport it to a different city, overseas, or whatever it is. Send a package to Eretz Yisrael, to your child learning in Eretz Yisrael, to your sibling in Eretz Yisrael. So you buy the package, you buy the things, and you're going to send it. Now they always say, in Eretz Yisrael, they say everything is cheaper in America. The reason that's true, besides it may be true that it's cheaper, is because usually someone else in America is paying for it. That's why it's cheaper. So you're sending this care package to Eretz Yisrael, and you find someone in your city is going, you give him a suitcase, give him a bag, and you send it. He goes to your son, to your child, to your sibling, brings the package, and your son gives him a hug and says, "Thank you for this generous gift you've given me. I'm so grateful." And you look at it, and the shliach looks at him and says, I didn't buy it. Your father bought it, not me. I just brought it here." The child says, no, I'm thanking you. You don't realize where this is coming from. And the other way around, if the shliach says, "Excuse me, say thank you. Do you realize what I did for you? Here, I brought you this package." And the child says, "Oh, thank you." I'm missing the boat here. The father's the one who sent the package. He's the one who should get the credit. The shliach, the messenger, he gets credit for transferring and delivering it. And he gets credit. And he gets a thank you for that. There's nothing to talk about. But he doesn't get credit for the actual package, the purchasing, putting it together, and giving it. So too is the same thing. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us Parnasa, he's sending us a package. Those who help deliver the package, they deserve the thanks. But thanks as a messenger, not as the actual provider, not as the actual one who's giving it. That's from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Rav Rubin used to say, he says he likes to say over a joke, that there's three different versions of Birchas Hamazon. There's Hu Nois and Lechem L'chol Basar, that Hashem provides, Baruch Ato Hashem, Hazonis Hakol. There's a second version that some people say, "Thank you to my boss who pays me and provides my spouse, my children, and myself with food." And the third version is, "Bless myself, who had the great cunning and shrewd business skills to support my wife and kids." He says, of course, no one actually says the second two versions, but many people think and feel that way. And Chayvus HaLevavos teaches us that the correct version is thanking Hashem, not your boss and not yourself. Avadi, thank your boss and even yourself, perhaps, for being the provider. But the true Naisein Lechem L'chol Basar, who's the Naisein? That's from the Rabbeinu Shalom.